No hay luz ni agua.
There's no electricity and no water. It's very difficult.
Pero esperar a que llegue cuando Dios quiera.
We just have to wait until help arrives, God willing.
That's Olga, a resident of Naranjito in Puerto Rico. You can hear Olga's frustration there with the grind of life without the basics and the toll it takes on people struggling to recover. WNYC producer Alana Casanova Burgess has been reporting from Puerto Rico on the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, and she's found signs of a growing mental health crisis as the trauma of the storm subsides, but the despair of a slow recovery remains.
I've been speaking to professionals here on the island, and they tell me the problem is widespread, and I've also seen it everywhere I go. Dr. Mayra Olavarria, who's a professor of clinical psychology at the University of Puerto Rico, told me that even before the hurricane, mental health services in Puerto Rico were really inadequate for the need. And now, of course, with all the stress and the anxiety that people are experiencing after the storm, there's an additional need. To those who were perhaps on medication before Maria, now there are so many people who are anxious, who are feeling lost, who are unwilling or unable to get aid from the government or from private sources. So she had even spoken to people in Barranquitas, which is a town nearby. She had spoken to people who were showing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, struggling whenever it rains heavily here, which is frequently, you know, people were being taken right back to the day of the hurricane.
We heard from Olga in the top of our intro, Alana, who was an example of some of that stress and anxiety that you're talking about. What was going on with Olga when you talked to her?
Yeah, we met at a free clinic in Naranjito, and the clinic was full of physicians from New York who were there to provide services. They were not mental health experts, but as soon as we started talking about what her needs were, she started telling me about how these 2 months of not having water, not having electricity are really wearing on her. And you can hear that in her voice. And then there's also a bit of a resignation to the circumstances, that it's become almost normal because it's gone on for so long. And because people are not sure when it will actually end, you know, when little towns like Naranjito are going to get power back. So she was struggling, obviously, with the emotional weight of this and who to talk to and not knowing who to turn to, but then also feeling like, well, what are you going to do? You just have to wait. You just have to keep waiting.
Can you talk about what you learned about people's difficulty in accessing everyday medical care? It's been reported over and over, and we know that people's mental health status is tied so closely to their ability to get care for other health problems, and all of that just gets worse after a disaster.
Absolutely. And at that clinic in Naranjito where I spoke with Olga, I also spoke with Dr. Diego Poniman. He's with Somos Healthcare, which is an organization based in New York, and he's a physician. So he was not there to do mental health screenings, but he kept hearing from his patients, even with people with serious conditions like cancer, that they had something else on their minds. And here, have a listen to this.
When I told the patients, what do you want to talk about? They were saying, let's talk about my medication, but after a little bit, they switch to depression, anxiety, what's going to happen next.
And obviously, you know, he stressed to me that everything is related. And so because access to all kinds of services is still a challenge, mental health is going to suffer. So here's what he said.
But mental health is key, because if you're a diabetic, if you have hypertension, if you're having depression on top, it's very hard for you to take care of yourself, to take your medication, to go to the follow-ups, or to make all the phone calls, which, by the way, it's very difficult. I don't know if you've noticed, signals are impossible. So that's what they're telling me. I want to reach out, and it's impossible.
I hear Dr. Diego telling you about the frustrations that his patients have, or the frustration he has in giving them comprehensive care. I wonder how willing people who are struggling to recover are to talk to professionals about their mental health status, or if they dismiss it themselves. We heard so much of that from other disasters as well. People are so busy getting their homes repaired, trying to find a new job, that they don't necessarily attend to their mental health concerns.
Absolutely. And I was in a small town called Las Marias in the west of the island. It's in the mountains. It's known for its sweet oranges and for other agriculture that's really suffered after the storm. And there I ran into Luis Ramirez, who's a clinical psychology PhD student from Ponce Health Sciences University. He was there volunteering. You know, he couldn't actually treat anyone there, but he was giving mental health screenings with a small team from the university. They were asking about appetite and how people's routines had changed in order to refer them to a center about 45 minutes away. And he said that they were facing a stigma issue in Las Marias specifically. So here's what he said.
They still have that stigma. It's like a small town. Everyone knows everyone, so everyone's going to know that you're going to a psychologist. And we have to work with that to convince them to treat their problems, because they're not treating them. They're just assuming that they're sad when they have the full symptoms of a depressive disorder.
Do you have a sense of the bottom line here, just how broad the unmet need is in Puerto Rico right now?
It's almost unfathomable, because remember that it's still raining really heavily in Puerto Rico frequently. So every couple of days, you get an enormous thunderstorm. In places like Las Marias, there are still mudslides. And, you know, Las Marias was cut off from neighboring towns for 15 days after the hurricane. So this stress is ongoing. It's not just that people are dealing with what happened to them after the hurricane, how they lost their homes. It's that every time it rains, every time there's just one of these major rainstorms, it's like they're back there where they were before. And again, they look around and they see it's been 2 months and we haven't gotten electricity yet. How much longer can we deal with this? I mean, the bottom line is just that this is an incredibly stressful situation that seems, I see it everywhere I go on the island, every single small town. So it is massive, and it seems just an incredible challenge.
Alana Casanova Burgess with WNYC reporting from Puerto Rico. Alana, thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.